Did you hear that?
So we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny, idiot face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
Would it be too much and too late to ask you to get me the Teletubbies theme song, Mitch, for You Can't Be Serious?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, Jordan Matthews, he of the heroics last night for Gonzaga, who knocked down the eventual game-winning shot against West Virginia. Did you know, this is just coming out today on the interwebs, he was once upon a time on the show Teletubbies playing basketball. The children's show with, like, it's like Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Poe.
La-La.
La-La. I think we just named all the Teletubbies. That's impressive. Between the two of us. Yeah, Jordan Matthews. Look at this picture of him.
Yeah, he's balling.
Young little kid balling out on Teletubbies. So we should have known. We should have known that one day he would be a star and be knocking down big-time shots in the tournament.
Earlier this afternoon, Michael Porter Jr. announced that he was committing to Mizzou, top recruit for next year's recruiting class. And, of course, he had previously been committed to Washington, where his dad was previously on staff with Lorenzo Romar before he was fired. File this to bad journalism. There was a blog written by, out of the Seattle News Tribune. John McGrath was the name of the guy who wrote this, and said that, well, Washington didn't really want him anyway. He wasn't a good fit for Washington's
system. Oh, yeah,
system.
That is such a – I was about to say a phrase I probably shouldn't say on the air, but that's one way to have a hot take, but a lot of sour grapes coming out of the Pacific Northwest.
Tacoma News Tribune columnist John McGrath. Okay, so one of the quips from this story is Michael Porter Jr. on Wednesday was named the Gatorade National Player of the Year, a formal honor that barely describes his obvious status as the greatest talent to ever grace a basketball floor. He basically just saps up to him in this whole thing and says, well, you know, Washington doesn't want guys that only view college as a diversion before the NBA. They want four-year guys. Give me a break.
I'll take him.
Give me a break.
I'll take him.
I think that he'll fit into Quanzo Martin's what his fit is just fine.
Dude, I'm jealous of Missouri. I'm very jealous of that. Exciting times.
Are you guys familiar with the pro wrestler named Kane?
Yes. I said that too confidently. I have seen Kane wrestle.
Debuted in the late 90s. His gimmick for a long time was as a burn victim. He wore a mask, and he was portrayed as the brother of The Undertaker. They had a pretty good program. Well, now he's not wrestling as much anymore. He's taken a step aside from the wrestling ring. He's going to become, I guess you could say, a politician. He's a very smart guy. In his off time, he runs an insurance company. He's going to be running for mayor of Knoxville, Tennessee. Knoxville, Tennessee, over 400,000 people as a population. And I think just because of his fame and how smart he is, he could probably win this thing. In the election will be May of next year.
Wow. So, like, was he any good?
Yeah, very.
As a wrestler? Is this like Jesse Ventura's blueprint?
Not necessarily. These guys probably have different views, I would say.
Did you see that Arnold Schwarzenegger is actually considering a state senate run in California?
No.
I'm telling you.
Are there any other wrestlers going to run? When is the Miz going to wind up in office? That's what I need to know. Put the Miz in office. Miz 2020.
Is he American, or
why
what state
not
is he
anymore?
From?
He's from Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh, well.
Miz 2020. Miz Gallagher 2020. Now, that actually might be a problem.
Yeah,
he's
not American.
He's foreign. Okay. Miz 2020. That's going to be the slogan, and I am sticking to it. Boy, this show did not stay on the rails very much at all. Hopefully Matt Walters and company with K-State Baseball do a little better job of
what kind of day is it, John?
Keeping it straight laced. It is a beautiful day. BEA beautiful. Matt Walters is coming up with K-State Baseball. We'll see you later.